Proclamation number 4138 of 10th of October, 1947. Spiritual bondage. Where spiritual bondage prevails, there is little success for my representatives on earth, for people are extensively deprived of knowledge, but on the other hand they are bound to handed down traditions which they never ever want to surrender and which, however, oppose what you, my servants on earth, represent and try to convey to them. Tremendous work has to begin in order to separate the pure teaching given to people by me on earth from additional human work. Where intellectual freedom reigns, clarification can be accomplished through claim and counterclaim. But where the human being is prevented by commandments and prohibitions from freely deciding for himself, a purification of the falsified teaching is difficult to accomplish, and there it will also hardly be possible to win people for the revelations from on high, thus for the pure truth. But people remain in spiritual bondage as long as they unconditionally accept what they are taught without thinking about it themselves. Otherwise they would encounter contradictions which would give them reason to doubt the absolute truth of what is imparted to them. Doubt must first set in before the human being is receptive to the pure truth, if he is in error. And error is everything that does not correspond with the teaching offered by me myself. Thus you humans can always use it as a guideline. For what is proclaimed to people through the voice of the Spirit is pure, absolute truth and can also be represented as such at any time. However, evidence will also be produced on the side of the correctness of what contradicts the pure truth. But this evidence is not fully valid, it partly originates from human accounts which have been sanctioned, but partly also from unclear reports on which the stamp of credibility was deliberately put in order to strengthen the foundations of an organization which wanted to occupy a position of power. And so the members of this organization have been guided by themselves into a wrong thinking from which they do not want to or cannot free themselves. Every bearer of truth who endeavors to refute misguided teachings or merely to portray and illuminate them as doubtful will be in a difficult position against those, for they are commanded to have undoubted faith in the correctness of what they are taught, and thus they are spiritually not free, they are in a bondage which is wanted by Satan and tolerated by people without resistance. And they cannot free themselves from this bondage as long as they do not have the firm will to attain the truth and call upon me for my assistance. Then they will testify to me that their will is turned towards me, and then they will truly receive the strength to break away from the power of the one who is the enemy of the pure truth. Then they will also start to doubt from within the truth of what they are taught. They will desire the truth and I will convey it to them in a form that they can accept it. And then those will also have lost their power who are in the service of him who fights against the truth. Then they will not belong to the crowd of followers who accept without thinking what is to be thought through, but they will feel far happier in possession of the pure truth, which they will also recognize as such. Yet the opportunity is offered to all to take a stand on the spiritual knowledge imparted to them, for everyone will run into a position to discuss controversial issues, yet how long such occupy their thinking is again up to the human being's free will. And therefore, everyone is also responsible for his spiritual knowledge, although the teachers also have to answer who distribute spiritual knowledge which has not become their own mental knowledge but was also passed on by them irresponsibly, without the teacher having acquired the inner conviction of truthfulness. But he who exercises a teaching office must also be able to defend the body of thought, which is only ever possible if he himself deals with it intellectually. If he fails to do so, he will have to answer to me as the eternal truth myself, which I offer to anyone who only seriously desires it in order to invalidate my adversary, whose most eager endeavor is to undermine the truth and lead people into wrong thinking. And I will truly be victorious, for my adversary will be defeated at the end of days, whereas my word, the light from the heavens, the pure truth, will remain, although heaven and earth will pass away. Amen.